Thank you, Christy, and thank you all for joining us for today's briefing. We're joined by Dr. Jonathan Merman, Director of CDC's National Center for HIV, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention, and Dr. Leandro Mena, Director of CDC's Division of STD Prevention. They will both discuss newly released CDC STD data before taking your questions. I would now like to turn the call over to Dr. Merman.
Well, thank you, Benjamin, and good afternoon, everybody. And I appreciate your joining us during STD Awareness Week to discuss our latest insights into the state of STDs in America. In 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic dramatically disrupted life as we knew it. And while there were moments in 2020 when it felt like the world was standing still, sexually transmitted diseases were not. The unrelenting momentum of STDs continued even as prevention and treatment services were disrupted. New CDC data suggests that STDs increased during the first year of the pandemic. And despite an initial decrease in reported STDs early on in 2020, overall in 2020, cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, and congenital syphilis all surpassed their 2019 levels. By the end of 2020, primary and secondary syphilis cases increased 7%, gonorrhea cases increased 10%, and syphilis cases among newborns, or congenital syphilis, experienced the largest increase at 15%. Recent national increases in congenital syphilis are worrisome. Reported cases increased 235% between 2016 and 2020, and the consequences of congenital syphilis are the most severe. They include lifelong physical and mental health problems, miscarriage, or stillbirth. Unfortunately, we already know some STDs continued to increase in 2021 as well. Preliminary data indicate increases in syphilis and congenital syphilis last year, with congenital cases already surpassing 2020 levels. Over 2 million STD diagnoses a year is a heavy burden our nation cannot accept. And now I'd like to discuss what happened with chlamydia during 2020, a somewhat different but related story. Reported cases of chlamydia declined 13% in 2020, and this decline is concerning because chlamydia is often asymptomatic, meaning a person does not have signs or symptoms of illness, and their infection is often identified through in-person screening, such as during a routine pap smear. However, in 2020, clinics reduced routine screening due to disruptions from the COVID-19 pandemic, and many people deferred non-urgent issues to avoid visiting a healthcare center. Other factors may also have reduced opportunities for STD screening, such as unemployment, which can cause lapses in health insurance coverage. Because of this, the decline in reported chlamydia cases is likely due to decreased STD screening and underdiagnosis during the pandemic, rather than a reduction in new infections. The COVID-19 pandemic strained our nation's already crumbling public health infrastructure, and we will be working for some time to document the impact of these disruptions on our nation's STI epidemics, but we cannot wait for full understanding to act. STDs threaten the health of too many people in America, and our collective obligation is to change that. So I'll now turn it over to Dr. Mena to discuss disparities in STDs and what is needed to turn this epidemic around.
Thank you, Dr. Merman. The COVID-19 pandemic has increased awareness of something we have long known about STDs, that long-standing social and economical factors, such as poverty and health insurance status, create barriers, increase health risks, and often results in worsening health outcomes for some people. While the 2020 data that showed that STDs increased among many groups, some racial and ethnic minority groups, gay and bisexual men, and our nation's youth continue to bear the brunt of the epidemic. Over half of reported STDs were among 15 to 24-year-olds. Disproportionate STD rates continue among many racial and ethnic minority groups, including people who are African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, American Indian or Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiians or other Pacific Islanders. And 43% of primary and secondary syphilis cases in 2020 occurred among gay and bisexual men. These data illustrate the factors such as lack of access to regular medical care, discrimination, and stigma continue to stand in the way of quality sexual health care for everyone who needs it. If we are to make lasting progress against STDs in this country, we have to understand the systems that create inequities and work with partners to change them. There's much to be done to rebuild, innovate, and expand STD prevention in the U.S. to close prevention gaps and create lasting change. First, we must prioritize and focus on efforts to regain lost ground. This means in the field support for prevention and surveillance programs at the state and local levels, including disease investigation, contact tracing, training, community engagement, and partnerships. Second, it's critical to expand access to quality and stigma-free STD services. People need to receive care in places that are more accessible and go beyond traditional STD clinics. For example, retail pharmacy clinics, LGBTQ centers, and syringe services, or substance use treatment programs. Lastly, many groups have a role to play in turning the STI epidemic around. Local healthcare systems, clinics, and community-based organizations are uniquely situated to respond to emerging STD threats. These groups can play a critical role in promoting STD prevention at the local level and empower people to prioritize their sexual health. The healthcare industry and private sector players have a role and responsibility to develop and deliver new STD testing and treatment innovations that are desperately needed. And of course, healthcare providers play a pivotal role in reducing stigma and integrating STD prevention and sexual health into their routine practices and creating a welcoming environment to all people. Despite the alarming data and trends published today, it is important to emphasize that we have it in us as a nation to tackle this STI epidemic. The National STI Strategic Plan envisions the U.S. as a place where STIs are prevented and where every person receives high-quality prevention, care, and treatment while living free from stigma and discrimination. I believe this vision can become a reality in our nation with the help of partners and the resolve of many. Thank you all for being here today. I will now hand it back to Benjamin.
Thank you, Drs. Merman and Mena. Christy, we are ready to take questions.